When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up 5-6 flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance.
Fucking kaboom. Welcome back to the Sportsbook Box Office Podcast. That's right, 2 times 2 weeks. We had to get our law of averages back up to par. Jeffrey Paul, how the hell are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hello, Kevin. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Oh, to your right. Probably one of the guys think is in my top five of me being one of the loudest people I've known. This motherfucker is neck and neck with me. We had a nice repartee for about 2.5 hours on his show. What?
Sponsor.
Oh, that's right. Well, hold on. Let me get to him first. 2.5 hours on his show. You can hear on Hamilton Radio. None other than Craig Loiger, everybody. Give her Craig Loiger.
Thank you, Craig. Oh, those thunderous applause. Thank you.
But first, we have our sponsor needs to be heard from, Jeffrey Paul. Why don't you talk about us?
Yeah, we are sponsored by Uptown Linden. And Uptown Linden is in Linden, New Jersey. And every Saturday from 10 to 2, they do a really great farmer's market. Have you ever been to Uptown Linden, Craig Loiger?
No, but I love a good farmer's market.
Good farmer's market. Yeah. They have, you know, fresh vegetables and some corn and fruits and all type of stuff there. And
so corn doesn't fall under a vegetable or a fruit? They have vegetables, fruit, and corn.
And corn. I like corn. I like a good white corn.
You know what I like? That you can
Why does it have the white corn?
Because it tastes good.
Caucasian corn.
Yeah, okay, I like the white corn.
Would you ever
Uptown Linden. Hold on a second. Yeah. Sure. Uptown Linden, farmers markets, but they also do Comedy Under the Stars, and they do every Tuesday night, they do live music, and that's going to run through the summer. So there's still a couple more weeks to come down and enjoy. So come down to Linden, New Jersey, 400 Wood Avenue.
Nice. Hey, Kevin, you know who doesn't do Comedy Under the Stars?
Who?
Me.
You.
That's right. Hey now.
Would you ever think you'd hear two guys with accents like that talk about farmers markets and
shit? If you ever want to have a fruit, vegetable, or even corn, we come down to the farmer's market in Linden.
I would love.
I see my corn after when I go to the bathroom. Hey-o. Like the next day, it's still there.
And folks, we just drug tested Craig Loiger. No, he's not on cocaine. This is his natural speed.
I slowed down for this right now. I'm trying to pause.
Really?
Yeah. Because otherwise, I'll just be like, you know, the ADD
blow your load
goes
on the fucking first lap.
Oh, it just keeps coming. I'm like that video where I like to have the Jerkins. You know, it's clearly like a Jerkins bottle, doesn't stop.
Yes,
I'm
already exhausted from you.
Yeah, but look what I did for you. What happened to us on the way up here?
I was on the West Side Highway. I was wondering how long it was going to take to get
you guys drove in together.
Okay, let me tell you something. Craig and I, first of all, we live like 5 minutes from each other.
Not even.
So we drive in together, and anytime you drive with this fucking guy,
Who drove?
I did.
He did.
Some shit's gonna happen. Something weird happens. Okay, but this was the all time best today. So we're driving up on the West Side Highway. And, you know, Craig talking fucking mile a minute. You know, Craig is talking, and he's talking about Craig. And then he's like, okay, I'm tired of talking about me. You talk about me now.
And then you pull
and then we're talking.
The store.
And then all of a sudden, he goes, holy shit. He goes, I think Ice-T is next to us.
It wasn't even I think. I said, look, Ice-T is in the car next to us.
I'm like, he's not fucking next to us. There's no way.
He goes, slow down.
So I slow down. I'm like, it's not Ice-T. I turn around and like, holy shit, it's fucking Ice-T.
I'm like, yo, Ice-T. And he goes,
so he rolls down the window.
He throws his peace sign up. And he put the window down. Dude, he's driving a fucking Bentley, like a $150,000 Bentley. It was Ice-T. We weren't wrong.
So then he goes like, pull up to him. I'm going to take selfies. Okay. Now I gotta drive on.
Does that sound?
It's 5 o'clock on the West Side Highway of Manhattan, and I gotta now maneuver my car on the West Side Highways, and I can't be in the selfie. But he takes a great selfie. We lost some of the sound.
We're good.
Yeah.
Good.
He takes a great selfie. He gets me, Ice-T, and him in the picture. It's amazing.
Here's what happened. He was on my side first, on the passenger side.
So funny.
Right next to us, like neck and neck. And I was like, holy shit, it's Ice-T. He's like, no, it's not. And I told him, slow down. We pulled up. And like I said, I had the window down. He had his window down. I was like, yo, Ice-T, I love you, man. And he threw like the peace sign up. I was like, yeah, like word, you know, like word, Goldberg.
And now
like,
Ice-T is really scared of us.
Because that's what I look like, right? I look like Goldberg.
Because we're following him.
I'm surprised.
Two dicks.
I'm surprised one of you two fanboys didn't start going, yo, H-U-S-T.
We were very close.
Hustler.
Nice.
We were going to do that. We were going to start yelling, body count.
Yeah.
Body count.
Dude, right. New Jack City. New Jack City does not hold up.
Great movie.
Doesn't hold up. That song's so great, though.
Dude, New Jack City, New Jack City was great, but the movie that held up. You know what did hold up? It was
Sugar Hill.
No.
Boys in the Hood?
No, no,
excellent.
No,
that actually does hold up.
That movie does hold up.
Could,
still
because
gets
the end of that movie,
the end of that movie
I can't watch
pisses
it.
Me.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
End of that movie every time pisses.
And
me.
I you gotta love Ice Cube.
I was going for sure. Judgment Night.
That's it.
It's okay. Not
Judgment.
That good.
No well, soundtrack.
Oh, that's dope.
Soundtrack.
I'm
is
with
the
you
best
on that.
Soundtrack out
it
there.
Is top five in my book.
The mix of metal and rap music for the first time. The collaborations of the bands in there, and Ice-T is one of them on the soundtrack.
Yeah,
but they mixed up great, like Booyah Tribe and like
House of Pain was on there with who the fuck is on ILO?
House of Pain was on there, I think, with. What's their names?
Did they do
Onyx?
Jump? Did they do Jump Around?
No, Onyx is on there. No,
Onyx and Biohazard did some. They did one together.
Right.
What did I have my
Booyah,
fucking phone.
What did you say? Booyah Tribe. Booyah Tribe's on there, but they're on there with Faith No More was House of Pain.
Yes.
I think it was House,
I love Faith
House of
no
Pain,
more.
And yeah, Puddle of Mud was on there. I think with
Puddle of Mud.
No,
not Puddle
way,
of Mud. Not Puddle of Mud.
That.
The other one, Puddle.
Puddle of Mud.
Somebody's puddle. Somebody's puddling.
Yeah,
I knew a girl that we used to call puddles.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
we all
I
know
did.
A puddle or two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where
great,
do you stand
right?
on this New Jack City? Holds up or not?
Watch it again, I dare you.
I'll jack in any city.
Hey.
Yeah, me too.
Watch it again, I'm telling you. I just watched like a few months ago. It really doesn't, to be honest.
The thing that I'm amazed by is you motherfucking white boys know more about shit.
Yeah, right. No, it almost insults you. Right?
I'm a huge old school hip hop guy.
He was 32 at the time, with 6'4".
Right. Well, that's why sometimes I get a right. That's why I get upset. Not upset sometimes, but I'm like, you know, they get mad that like white people want to use the N word sometimes.
We're
but
put
more white people
website.
Spend money buying all the hip hop stuff and everything and emulate. You know,
emulate.
Right.
Hey, you stutter, mutter, and prick. You know that, Spider?
Hey, you motherfucker.
Did you see Pesci and De Niro are doing another fucking mob film again?
Yes.
Come out of retirement?
Yes, and there's one or two other big names in that movie, too. I forgot who it is.
Is Andy Garcia going to be in it?
No, that'll kill
is
the movie.
Is Armand Asante going to be in it?
Armand Asante.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, he was in Godfather 3. And Judge
he
Dredd.
Was?
No, it's Garcia. He's Judge Dredd. I know you're
you're thinking of George Hamilton, like weird old guys who turned up in Godfather 3.
Well, I was going to say, and Armand Asante was in Judge Dredd, the original.
Terrible film.
I think it was in your favorite movie.
Yeah, but I liked that movie because
that
Rob Schneider, Mr. I Am the Law.
Oh, it was trash. Did you see the reboot? 50 times better.
Well,
one of the rare cases, the reboot is insanely better.
One of the only reboots I actually watched was that one. And it's my boy
Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, who plays McCoy.
McCoy from Star Trek.
You know what Craig's favorite movie was growing up? He was
Cruising with Al Pacino.
No, he did like Cruising with Al Pacino. I think that scene where Spinell, the guy who played like the heavy in Rocky,
right?
He was one of the cops. He's like, "Let me show you my nightstick." He has the two transvestites.
Yeah.
I never saw it. Is it any good?
No. Oh. But it's worth watching just for the goof of it.
See,
you were a big Mickey Blue Eyes fan.
No, I didn't like Mickey
yeah,
Blue
you,
Eyes.
You, like,
the last
yeah,
you know what? Along the same lines, it fucking sucks. I still couldn't get through
Mickey
it.
Mickey Blue Eyes. It's a random movie.
My Blue Heaven is horrible.
Terrible.
Are you kidding me?
No, I
are you fucking kidding me?
Overrated.
It's overrated as fuck.
Oh, I did not like it. Yeah.
I saw it in the theater when I was 13. I watched it again on Netflix a few months ago. It's
douche chills. Steve Martin.
Awful.
I mean, you know, you make all this stuff melt.
Are you kidding me?
It was douche chills.
Can you get arugula?
It was like someone.
What's arugula?
It was like it's someone
so
from like Wyoming wrote what it's like for a New York
like
accent.
Like Mickey Blue Eyes.
Dude, the dialogue between him, Rick Moranis, and him when there is so funny. It's, oh my God, I love that
there
movie.
There was nothing
that
funny.
That movie worked faster than Ambien and soccer for me. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, and I was going to tell you to watch it again now.
Nope.
No.
And,
nope.
Man, what a silly, stupid, fun movie. I thought that movie was just so much fun, you know, like him getting the,
you know his friend pressing off about 35 minutes in. That was what it was.
I didn't like it, Craig.
I grew up with a few guys like that, like in my family that I know and stuff.
Well, we
so
both grew up on Staten Island.
Yeah,
it was but there was never anyone to act like that. That
well,
was
he's a little extreme,
insanely
but,
and
over
I
the
love,
top.
I
yeah,
love
of
Steve
course.
Martin,
that's what the joke
but
was.
No, not in that.
But
man.
It's like we get the joke, but to go all in and then some on top.
What about the jerk? What do you think about
love
the jerk?
Love it.
It's great.
Actually, we kind of segued into what our list is. We have our top five list,
which
of comics who've made their way into films.
And if you look at mine, Steve Martin is on there.
Mine too.
And well should be, but I didn't go there.
And what film do you have him for?
I have three. You couldn't just name one. I the three that I have down is The Jerk first,
uh-huh.
My Blue Heaven, and Little Shop of Horrors.
I hate that movie.
Yuck, oh, my God. Yuck.
The Jerk is great.
Roxanne.
I have The Jerk on here, too.
Dude, Roxanne, Pennies from Heaven.
Never saw.
Roxanne was okay.
The Man with Two Brains.
I didn't see it yet.
Very funny. Underrated.
God, very
underrated movie.
Never saw it. It's in the queue.
As a goofy movie.
Right. And the right. Other movie.
Well, stop right now. The one you are – you say Little Shop of Horrors, but you have the audacity, Craig Loygren, to pass over motherfucking Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
No, actually a great movie. I just think you hated so many.
Top three movie of his of all time.
Not even a question.
Every guy in my top five
Thanksgiving movie.
Wait, every guy –
I got to think about that, but I'm with you so far.
Every guy in my top five – has multiple films, so there's always going to be a couple.
One
of
them, yeah.
And so you can get to them because there was the other movie. What about the other movie? What was it called with
actually,
him? With
well, they don't
Lily
have to
Tomlin
just be in movies.
Daddy Daycare? No,
no, with Lily Tomlin and
already checked
Steve
out.
Steve Martin.
Anything with Lily Tomlin, no good.
You know, no, from the 80s, of her and Bette Midler.
No,
no,
no.
Wait, she,
I've
dude,
never seen a movie with Lily Tomlin that I enjoyed.
She died, and her soul jumps into Steve
Martin. Hopefully, she died within the first minute of the movie.
Something like that. No, something like that.
Yeah, I know.
No, that movie sucked. That was
never saw it.
Evangelist movie.
Yeah, never saw it.
The Jerk, Man with Two Brains, and Trains and Automobiles. I have to go say,
Craig,
in no particular order. Those are three great movies.
So you have Steve Martin on your list.
Absolutely.
For how many of those you have as of your five?
He's one. I have six. I couldn't come down to five.
What do you have there for the Steve Martin ones?
Movies, I just named them.
Oh, you did? Oh.
I didn't name them all because I can riff off the top of my head.
See, I don't think they have to be in movies. They just have to be actors.
See, I put them in
movies.
They
could be in movies, but
so
they might
have,
be.
Steve Martin, I have The Jerk and Planes, Trains. That's two to my five right there.
Right. I didn't write down Planes, Trains, but it's in my head. And yeah, absolutely. Because if you think about it, like on my list, he's not on my list because he wasn't a comic. He was a sketch comic.
Who?
Martin? No, John Candy.
Yeah.
You got to be a stand-up.
Steve
Martin was
stand-up.
Right.
Belushi was not.
Right.
Well, neither was. No, I'm saying John Candy wasn't.
No.
Love John Candy.
Yeah. Sitting home with my kids, with my wife and my daughter, with this list, like as I was doing the list today, they were throwing out other people, and my daughter threw out, because my kids grew up, you know, very much on my flavor of film. She was like, "What about John Candy, Dad?" You know, and I was like, "He's not
love
a comic.
Him.
He
sketch
did
comic.
Do.
Right.
He did do. He hosted Young Comedians on HBO, like
but
like episode
do,
six
but
or
he
seven.
Didn't do time.
And even on that, no, he did about 10 minutes, and he even says how horrible. He's not a comic,
mm-mm.
And this is really tough for him. And he'd be a horrible stand-up comic. And he gave homage to like comics. Like, I can't.
We're talking about guys
this.
Who started up as stand-ups and then wound up
acting.
Evolving into actors.
Right. Well, that's why I said he can't be on there. But he was just another great person.
No, I'm with you. I thought about that
films.
Too.
So that's why I knew you two guys would go Steve Martin, and I did not put Steve Martin on my list.
Okay, what do you have as one of your guys here?
I'm just gonna go right off the top. Louis C.K.
In films?
Sure. I mean, well, in fact,
Pootie Tang, he directed?
He directed it, but it didn't Horrible. Turn out the way he wanted it to. So he really takes responsibility, but not full credit. But he would. Did you see him in American Hustle?
It was okay.
Yes.
He was great in it.
He was better in Blue Jasmine.
He was great in Blue Jasmine.
Yeah.
And my second guy, I'm just going to jump ahead, because also with Blue Jasmine, is Dice. And Dice never gets enough credit
as
being
a great actor.
No, he did very well. He's a great actor.
He still has a lot to make up for Ford Fairlane.
Yeah,
what an egregious piece of shit
Ford
that
Fairlane.
Was.
But he was in that movie. What was
Guilty
it? Something,
Pleasure.
Something, what was the, About Last Night or whatever? He was in that.
He was a bouncer
outside.
He was in Pretty in Pink.
It wasn't,
that was it.
And he was also in Casual Sex.
No, that's the movie. Casual Sex. He had a smaller role, but he was great.
He was great in it.
It was the first time
you
see him actually seen Casual Sex.
Show his acting chops. But I wouldn't put
also
him up
as
a great actor. He's
great
no great actor.
Entourage, and he's great.
Sure.
I don't know if you've seen his series.
I have.
The first episode aired last night. Though,
I didn't
really,
watch it yet.
Really good.
I watched it. The first season was pretty good. I liked it.
So I'm trying to pick up guys who you wouldn't always associate. Hey, you know, they're kind of like you get missed a point as an actor. But I think Louis and Dice are two guys who I think started out as stand-ups, true stand-ups, and really hold their own as actors.
Like you, Jeffrey Poole, I don't have to try to be obscure to be cool. I'll go right down the fucking middle. I don't give a shit. Like I'm. You know,
we'll get to you. I want to hear the rest of your list. Let's get to a Kevin Goatee choice.
Kevin Goatee is another no-brainer, and that's Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop.
I knew you were going to go. That's why
I
didn't put him.
The phone last
that's why I didn't put
he's
him.
He's number
there.
Two on my list.
There you go.
Yeah, but he's great.
You can't ignore that.
There are comics who say that Eddie Murphy stinks. And you
who
got,
says that? Bring them forward.
I'm going to tell you.
Bring them forward now.
I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin. You know this guy. You know him really well.
His name. name down.
You respect
that. I'll say it. You write it down.
I respect him.
You do, and I will tell you after the show.
Write his name down now.
But this guy has said it to me that he thinks Eddie Murphy is the most overrated comic.
Oh my
God.
Delirious and Raw is probably even people my age the reason why we're in comedy.
Well, what I was going to say was two. I have six on my list because I couldn't get it down to top five.
But Murphy's amazing.
But two out of the six on my list are two out of the five reasons why I'm a comic.
Think about the
and
first,
Eddie Murphy is one of them. Right. He's on my list.
Lily Tomlin is the other one.
Oh, you're
think
on
about
to
the
me.
First time that you saw Eddie Murphy on film.
He's
the,
on my list too.
Mind blowing.
48 hours and
too young
you
for
hear,
that.
And you hear him singing.
I'm not, I said no, the movie.
Well, I was six when it came.
Roxanne.
Right, that's the first time he's ever was on film. In the first movie makes is 48 hours, and that debut scene is sick, and he follows it up with
Trading
Places.
Which
great.
I just DVR'd again.
And they still hold up, and they're still great movies.
He's a Negro.
Yeah.
Dude,
so funny.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Love, that's my favorite one. Either.
And Delirious, still one of the best stand-ups I've ever
and
seen.
And Raw. I like Raw a little better.
Nights.
But
I like Delirious better, but still.
Dude, Harlem Nights.
Cop 2, I love it.
I didn't like Harlem Nights.
Oh, my God. Watch it again.
I didn't either.
Great cast.
Danny Aiello. Take little breaks.
Vampire in Brooklyn. We're going to go down that road.
Pluto you Nash, no. Pluto
Nutty Professor, no, I didn't see it.
Nutty Professor is better than
I like
people give it credit for.
Vampire in Brooklyn wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so
bad. Boomerang?
Boomerang sucked, but it had
never
a couple of good
Boomerang,
lines.
Boomerang.
Terrible
never
movie with a good 8 of 10 real funny lines.
The soundtrack, another soundtrack that's legit if
very
you're trying
sexy
to get
Robin Givens.
She still looks hot, by the way.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's always
pretty. But see, now we're on Eddie Murphy, and like, see all the different names, the movies that we're
he's great.
Because you can just rattle
I think Norbit was funny. My son, loves that
Golden
movie.
Child hated it. Hated it.
There were some really funny scenes in that, though.
Just give me one chip. Give me one chip, man. Turn it over. It's burning, man. Turn it over.
See, Golden Child, like a few of the other guys on my list, had to go through that transition stage. He went from a comedian and a comedic actor into that movie that had comedy in it. But that was a sci-fi mythological film. It was demons. It was the whole thing, you know, the Golden Child. It was, you know, my dear brother Noomsi.
That was very funny.
Dude, oh my God.
Very funny.
I got to watch it. I haven't seen it in a while, but I hated it when I was younger.
Watch it again,
man. A little naked man. See a little naked man running around with a frozen booger and $100.
Shit that's really funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
When,
can I have a knife?
That, favorite scenes. But when there was a scene, time when Eddie Murphy tries to be handsome and he puts the part in his hair, that's when he starts to lose the audience a little bit. When Eddie Murphy's just being Eddie Murphy, goofy and stuff, he's fantastic and he's really, really funny.
Here's an easy trivia one. Who originally was slated to play
Stallone.
Axel? Yeah. Okay. Axel Foley was Stallone.
Oh, for the original Beverly Hops.
Yeah. All right, give us another one on your list there, Mr. Lloyd Green.
Well, you named Eddie Murphy, which I have to say is one of the five reasons why I'm a comic, which could be a whole other topic we could talk about.
Rosie O'Donnell, number three.
So we blame Eddie Murphy for this?
Eddie Murphy is... Dude, when I grew up, like, talking, I'm 48 years old. I grew up, I was 13 years
old.
You look
a day we're 54.
Thank you, brother. I was 13, just under 14 years old when Delirious came out. Within a month, I taped that back. We didn't have, like, even VHSs weren't really a thing.
I know you're going to go with this. I'm going to probably...
The tape recorder, the single mono tape recorder with the black and red buttons.
Oh, I love
right
that.
In front of the TV.
I taped what I did.
I taped movie Stripes. There were so many movies out there that I taped.
I don't like Stripes.
And I used to listen to a movie you got to watch again.
I did recently. It doesn't...
Half of it holds
one
up.
One of those movies...
There you go.
First half.
So one of those movies is just from my childhood that I can do verbatim. I taped them. I taped
Delirious. I did too. I did a lot for a lot of things too.
2 or 3 months later.
Did you ever take a spatula to your wife?
I was, actually, yes, I did. And I acted out that whole scene.
I met her once, PJ Souls.
Did you?
So sweet, so cute.
Yeah, she was cute back then.
How about now?
She's
I haven't seen what she looked like. I don't know how she held up. I don't know if the years were kind. But anyway, so stuff like that I taped and listened to. It was before even, you know, it was right on the cusp. The next year or two later, we had VHS and started putting all the stuff on tape. And we saw WHT. It wasn't even HBO.
WHT.
You know, you had the box.
You are so Staten Island.
Yeah,
that is such a Staten Island.
We didn't have cable. Yeah. Jersey had cable. When I went to my
and it wasn't even 24 hours. It started at 8 o'clock.
I was 12 or 13 years old going over to my aunts and uncles. They had like 30 channels. They had cable. Like, whoa, HBO. We had Wimbecker
Home Theater.
We didn't have that shit.
Staten Island didn't have MTV for years.
Right.
What year?
I was 16.
I would say it didn't come out in Staten Island until at least the 90s.
I was 16.
Really?
No. Like 88. I was 16. There was no, 1987.
We
had
cable.
Remember, because in the 80s, you're right, we had WHT because there was something about they couldn't get like the cable lines because of
they had to run them
of Staten Island.
Some bullshit.
Right. Yeah, because it's a fucking island. Who knows? Right. I don't know why.
They had to put them on the
Just, right.
Telephone poles.
Right. They couldn't put them on the ground.
So anyway, you never got to your other... No, I never did. But I wanted to just give a little more homage to Eddie.
Because we got a fancy draft.
He is one of the reasons. You got a non-football guy on. You got a non-sports guy on today.
Who sounds like he fucking can talk about...
I can talk a little football.
A third and 24 fucking draw play.
He looks like a
defensive line coach.
He looks like Chuck Liddell's retarded brother.
All right, so...
That would be Anthony Innes.
I'm going to save my number one guy, which is the most reason why I'm a stand-up comic.
I thought it was Eddie Murphy.
You guys may hit him. No, he's...
I think I may hit him.
You might hit him, and we'll talk about him again.
I think you guys are going to...
So I'm not going to hit him.
I have extra guys on my list.
I'm going to go down to Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, that was my guy. I thought it was going to be. No,
there's another
I didn't put him on because I figured both of you guys would.
No.
Dangerfield, great. Caddyshack. Great. No one's going to argue that he's great.
Caddyshack.
My all-time favorite.
One of my all-time favorites.
First movie was Caddyshack. First movie.
Staten Island guy, Easy Money.
Easy Money.
I knew that was coming up, too.
Easy Money. Dude, him and Joe Pesci.
So Staten Island.
It's all Staten Island. It's just
the scene in the wedding.
It emits.
And they film it above.
Just,
Oh my god!
That's my backyard now. That's my backyard. My backyard is 13.5 feet wide by 40 feet long. It's a bacon strip. And every time I have a party, if I have people over, I got 30, 40 people in my backyard. I stand on my deck and I'm just like, I'm up there. Oh, Monty, sing something for everybody. You know? It's like, oh, okay. That's
100% love Rodney Dangerfield.
Dude, that's on the list.
Back to School.
Back to School.
Ladybugs,
Ladybugs kind of sucked, but it had a couple.
It had moments.
Hay.
It did have moments.
It had a couple of good lines.
Jack A.
Wally Sparks.
That is underrated.
Okay.
It's a good bad.
It's a good bad. But if you go to Caddyshack, you go to Easy Money, you go to Back to School, those movies were like... They molded and shaped me.
Yeah.
And another.
What about him in Natural Born Killers as Juliet Lewis's molested father?
Fantastic. Yeah. And you like to see that type of turn where it's not just a comedy role. Yeah.
I wanted to bring that up because he was also in a movie back in the day where he played like a hitman, like a gangster mobster in the 70s when he first came out. Right. And it was just, and he was just like, hey, take care of him. Like it wasn't
gregarious.
The Rodney that we know. Yeah.
Hey everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
That's my number one.
So that's all cross it off my list as well.
Hey,
I've got one surprise. One kind of surprise after this.
Let me get a guy in here before both of you guys are gonna take him. Chris Rock.
I don't have him on.
I don't
but
either
it's a
because
good
because his movie sucked. Though.
No,
that's why.
No,
I
like. You know what?
I loved him in New Jack City,
good,
playing Pookie.
Pookie.
But that was a tertiary character.
And was that the top 10, that top
good
five? That
movie?
Top five.
That was very
That's
good.
That's a good film.
He was good. It's a great
movie?
Comic film.
Yeah.
You know,
what movie is it?
Top five.
It's called Top Five.
Oh, I never seen it.
It's good.
You would enjoy it because
He has had nothing but except up until Top Five. But all of his films sucked. Lethal Weapon 4, he had his moments. That film's terrible, though.
I liked him in some of the Sandler films.
For a fourth installment, the Grown Ups movies, he was pretty good.
Yeah,
never saw
enough.
It. I won't see that.
For the fourth installment of a film.
And I love him as a comic, obviously.
He was
good. Of course.
No, I think it's a good choice because he did bust his ass, had a good break, wasn't a great actor, but probably will go down in history as one of the greatest comics of all time.
CB4, let's not forget about that cinematic gem.
I'm not familiar with that.
Doesn't hold up.
It's a gangster rap parody film.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm not familiar.
I saw it in the theater when I was like 15, so.
Anything like the Hebrew Hammer? I'm familiar with the Hebrew
Hammer.
Who's
the Hebrew Hammer?
That was
a boxing name.
It was the movie with the Jewish guy that was in Saving Private Ryan. You know who I'm talking about? The Jewish guy with the big nose. He's a comic too.
You don't need to say Jew with the big nose.
Well, all right. So because Vin Diesel was in that too. He's the other one that gets killed. The one that goes Judah.
When he gets a knife in him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's Adam Goldberg.
Adam Goldberg. Thank you. That's what his name is. Yeah, when he's like, no, time out. Yeah.
That's a creepy fucking scene.
That's a
creepy scene. Because
you know, it's so real.
Yeah.
It's real.
And the German is praying, just like you would think because he didn't want to do it either. Like, no one really wants to go to war, but it's living
your ass or mine.
That's why it's one of the best all-time war movies.
Oh, yeah. An amazing.
Love it. Better than Dunkirk.
Sorry, we did this.
I didn't see it. I want to see it.
Don't rush.
If
you're going to see it, see in the theater only because of the way it's shot. That's why it's very beautiful and the sound's great.
Who would your next pick?
My last one, if you know me for a long time, you know this is my favorite.
We still got two more to go.
No, because I said I had Planes, Trains, and The Jerk. That's two. Caddyshack, three. Eddie Murphy, four. Because we were jumping all around.
Okay. All right, so who's your next one anyway?
The last one is an app. Again, if you know me for a while, you know this is no brainer. That's Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura.
I have him on my list.
See, you always find the brainer. Same list.
Yeah. No, Ace Ventura. I'd watch it again. It's still fucking hilarious. Still, and Dumb and Dumber, of course.
And you probably do not
love
like
Dumb and Dumber.
Love it.
One of my favorite fantastic movies movie. You probably don't like, which is The Cable Guy.
Hated it.
Love it. Love it.
Hated it.
Dude,
yeah, you're right. I'm with Craig on this.
I fucking watched it again like 2 months ago. Hated it.
That
underline.
See,
come on, when he's playing basketball, that's one of the great scenes.
Oh, it drags.
No, it does not. Come on. Right, come on, when they're playing that Filter song, "Hey Man, Nice Shot."
Guys, that movie
that's
will go
a great
down
scene.
That's
an okay scene. And he runs up Jack Black's back. It's a great scene.
Breaks
man.
The back.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, but just,
hate
not
it.
Even just that. That whole movie.
Oh, wait, with the scene at Medieval Times.
Dude.
Fantastic.
All right, here's another one.
Andy Dick is the king. Hey, dude, I think he's serious.
Who originally was supposed to play the role Jim Carrey played?
In which movie?
That
Cable
don't.
Guy.
Well, it was Ben Stiller wrote. That's Ben Stiller's movie.
Yeah,
he
I know that.
Direct that.
But who
and
was
the little side
to?
Things with the with the Menendez
sweet.
Brothers.
Yeah, but
right,
yeah,
was supposed
brothers
to be. Yeah, that was very funny.
Who was supposed
I
to play
he
him?
Was supposed to be.
I don't know.
Stiller.
No,
play characters.
Who was supposed to be Jim Carrey?
Oh, I don't know.
Chris Farley.
I was going to say Frank Gorshin. I was trying to think. That
died, obviously.
Yeah, that would have been a good choice.
Yeah,
even better.
No, you know what? For the silly,
it would have been a different movie.
Here's what it is with Carrey with that movie. Jim Carrey will go down. That will go down as one of his greatest performances because if you watch back now, he's a psycho. He's a lunatic. There's little scenes, cinematography type things when you get into that kind of deal. When he's sitting there on the phone, he's like, and the spider runs across his face. He's just sitting there, and it runs across his face. He doesn't blink. He doesn't move. He's just like, okay.
How about the scene in the bathroom with Owen Wilson?
Dude, when he beats up Owen Wilson,
and he's singing, he's singing Soul Peanuts.
Let me tell you, he is an amazing psychopath.
Scene.
And another movie that he did really well in that was a serious movie, The Majestic. Another
didn't see
amazing
it.
movie.
I saw The Truman Show. He does a serious one.
The Truman Show
that's
was
fine.
Very good, too.
Good.
I enjoyed that movie very much. It was another...
It's a weird movie.
What about the number 23, that one of his OCD and all that? I never saw that.
I own it.
Terrible.
I bought it. I never watched it. It's sitting on my shelf, unwrapped.
What does
DVD.
That tell you right now?
You know, I have 100 movies in there that I should have opened that I haven't. You know, sometimes I just buy them. You know, I'll go down to my brother's in Florida, and they'll be in a pail in Walmart. And I'll just pick out like 20.
You go dumpster
like
diving those things.
Yeah,
I do too that.
Oh yeah,
too.
I rip through, and it's a movie. I'll never see this. Oh, it's $2.99. I'm buying it. It's $3. Yeah,
it's a good thing. Let me throw another guy at you.
Sure.
What do you guys think about Patton Oswalt?
I love Patton Oswalt.
You know what film is fantastic?
Are you gonna say The Fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
With Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
No, not that one.
That.
The one.
That's the one. The one with the Eagles fan.
Yeah, with where he's a radio guy.
Yeah,
he's a Giants fan.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's a great.
It's called Big Fan. No, The Fan.
No,
with Wesley Snipes.
No, he was in both.
Yeah,
he's
I haven't
both.
Seen The Fan. I did
but
see The Fan recently.
The one, Big Fan.
I've seen The Fan.
That's who calls up.
And
that,
and it's Pharrell. And it's so creepy when he goes to Philadelphia.
Yeah,
and he's wearing the paint.
Who was that? Florentine, who was the Eagles fan? Why am I thinking that?
I don't know. I don't think it was Florentine.
For some reason,
you know what? That movie, it doesn't stick because it's a hard movie to watch.
I loved it.
I think the pacing of it is a little slow, and it's not an easy subject to get through. And not a lot really happens in the movie. Right. It's just this guy, just like how he just gets really like into like sports radio,
right.
You know. But I think his performance is great, and I think as a stand up, he's phenomenal.
I love him he's a funny, very witty, very smart, bright, nerdy comic. I love
right.
him as a comic. I loved him on King of Queens. You know,
never watched one episode.
His character,
of that.
Yo, funny show. His character's great on that show, and he just really brings you know like fun to the show. But he's just a cool. I like him. I dig him as
I
a
do
person.
Too.
And the tragedy of his wife dying suddenly about a year.
Can
and
I,
half
let's
back.
Talk about that for a hot second. Super in love with his wife, dies, but he gets married within a year. Like if you're
that's rebound. That's
no,
nerdy
I get,
geeky guy rebound.
Right. I get
it
that
won't
part.
Last.
But that
coming out of the blue for me too. That didn't seem to like fit the profile.
It happens to a lot of guys that have
attachment issues.
Yes,
or codependent.
He needed somebody. His kid wasn't old enough to take care of him. His daughter wasn't old enough to take care of him. Like he needs someone to be there to take care of him because he's that nerdy geeky. If he wasn't famous, he would have lived home with mom. He got famous. Fell in love with a woman who actually fell in love with him because he was with her before he was super famous as he was coming up. So she loved him for him, you know.
Right.
So they were around for many years. That was his one true like love, I think. And this whole thing about him getting married again, is is attachment issues. It's totally
interesting take on it.
Him, the I need mommy, I need this, I need help, I need love, I need affection. I need.
I mean, let's face it. If all of our wives died, God forbid, like I think we'd have obviously a period of mourning, but I think all three of us would go out and just fuck our brains out for a good while, well, and then maybe get remarried. But it wouldn't be an instant like marriage in a year or two. No. I think all three of us would be we'd be out there for a while.
Dude, I just spent four nights down in Atlantic City. And I wasn't with my wife. She was home. And by the fourth night, I was like, baby, I love you. I'm coming home tonight. I miss you.
You we're, homo.
I'm married. Yeah, dude, really? 20, as much as I tease
he has
about
to
it,
say that.
Dude, as much as I, I'm
he,
married 26
he was at
Bear
Exposure every night fucking throwing change at strippers' asses.
Nah. That he gives me a good opening for this next segue here.
Okay.
Also, it was like a way, not a lot to do. I was in Ocean City, Maryland, staying in Salisbury. So you can imagine.
My favorite steak, I might add.
Me too, you fuck.
There's nothing to do in Salisbury, Maryland. So I went.
How far is that from Ocean City?
Maybe 25 minutes.
So he didn't put you up in fucking Ocean
City?
He
did, but I stayed there last year.
There's a shithole.
It was brutal. I'd rather take my own place.
My brother's
own life.
That's what I did.
My brother's bachelor party was there. I mean, everyone says, go stay at that same place. But I know the reviews online were scathing.
No, but Kevin,
down the road,
you don't even, when you do the room, and now comedy-wise, it's a great room. It really is.
The hotel we're talking about.
Yeah, but as a comic, we didn't get put up in the actual main hotel. Like, we got put up, like, in the servants' quarters.
Oh, God.
So it was like living in a dorm room. I stayed there, and then luckily I ran
into
a...
You just put bookers on the walls and jerk off all over the fucking place?
No, man. It's like I slept at, barely, and I found a buddy of mine who was actually staying in the hotels. I crashed at his place, and then this year when I went down, I was like, you know what? I'll get my own room. So I stayed a little outside. But so I'm outside of Ocean City, Maryland. Not a lot to do, so I went to go catch a couple of movies. So I saw the Planet of the Apes movie, which, surprisingly...
The film that you shit on me for saying that was good. Oh, fuck that fucking apes bullshit. That's for nerds.
That's what
you fucking said, and we will go back to the tape.
Okay, here's the reason why I saw it. I had to kill time. It wasn't my first choice. The first one I went to go see it. Now, this is what we'll get into a little bit.
What did you think of this, first of all?
I heard it was fun.
Much better than I thought it was going to be. The story, it was a little slow. The pacing of it, again, a little slow, but you're really great character development, and you can see a couple more sequels coming out of this.
This is the last one.
They said
this is the end.
100% it will not be.
Okay.
Because it leaves too much.
There's CGI monkeys. There was character development.
with the story between
Caesar and
Cornelius Living. And Woody Harrelson, phenomenal.
I heard he's killing in this.
He's great in everything, but he was really, really good.
Zombieland, so good, yeah, so
fantastic.
Underrated.
But I went to go see, and this is what I want to talk about.
They were supposed to make a second one of those too.
Really,
that was a good movie. Though.
They missed out. That's so good.
Yeah, but
Bill Murray in that is awesome.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. But I went to go see.
Do you have any regrets? Well, Caulfield, but.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
You interrupt more than most women do. You know that, right?
What'd you say?
I said you interrupt more than most women do.
Oh, I. You know how many times I wanted to interrupt him?
I get it. He's boring. Wait till he's... No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Thank you. I went to go see Logan Lucky.
So did I.
Craig, Logan Lucky?
See it?
I haven't seen it, Jeffrey.
You haven't
I heard
seen
it
Logan
was,
Lucky?
You know.
No Logan Lucky?
No, I heard it was good. Was it good?
Surprisingly.
I'm calling it. Hold on. Okay.
Better
what
than
you
I
think...
Surprisingly, better than I thought it was going to be. I thought very charming Channing Tatum. I thought the
Tatum.
I thought the brothers, those two goofy brothers in it.
Yeah.
Their scenes were fantastic. They were very, very funny guys. And I thought the story was okay. You suspend a lot of fucking reality that how all this shit was able to happen. But I thought for the 2 hours that I had to kill, it entertained me. I'm giving it
a six
and a half out of 10.
I saw this as well. Okay.
Well, I seen you post the other night that you were going to it. I didn't get to see what you reviewed it.
I'm calling this the white trash Ocean's 11.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a pretty good analogy.
Right. And ironically, of course, who directed it? Soderbergh, who also did Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Right.
And he actually made a great point in one of his interviews I read. He said, I couldn't have the same kind of technology in this film. I had rubber band technology because you can't imagine fucking the white trash in West Virginia using lasers like, Clooney and Pitt in 11, 12, and 13.
No, but the stuff with the bag and how it explodes and stuff. That was great.
I love Ocean's 11 and 13.
And Daniel Craig, I think, his scenes are really great.
He was the best
character.
He's
such a good actor.
He plays a demolition expert. And the twist is this. He's locked up in prison. He's a demolition expert.
Is it modern time? Or is it current piece? Yeah, it's current.
Yeah. So they have to break him out to get him to go blow up the fucking – to break into the
– racetrack.
Charlottetown, Charlottesville, or whatever the fuck it is, Speedway. I like this film. I thought it was fine. I give it about a 6, and here's my knock.
Wait, okay, before you do that, you said something – I saw you put like on your review, which I couldn't agree with you more. And I was thinking it while I was watching it.
Okay.
The big fucking twist,
the reveal,
the reveal at the end
is like, not that good.
Because anytime you're starting a film, when you're gonna like just hear the voice and you're gonna, and they're not gonna show the person, and then they show the person, yeah, and it's Hilary Swank. Whoa,
boring.
Who fucking
terrible
cares?
Right.
Who cares?
Well, the whole, well,
and tell me at the end, you didn't think that was Hilary Swank at the bar?
Yeah, I knew it was.
You knew it was.
Here's my thing.
Now
here's
you
my
know
thing.
The end, everybody.
No, that's no. Hilary Swank plays a role. Listen. And they make it for dummies.
Spoilers.
Where it's like they everything that you need to pay attention to, it's like a zoom in shot.
Better if it was Streisand.
The music is queued up. It's like film watching for dummies, which, okay, fine. But it was a lot smarter with Ocean's 11. I hated 12. I'm not going to acknowledge it. 11 and 13 I truly like a lot. The way they did 11 and 13 were better. This is just like mouth on the fucking head. Like, pay attention, audience. Like, this is going to be later on. And when the final reveal where he pulls off how he did it was not worth the whole setup. That's my knock on this. And the critics loved the shit out of this.
I just sat there and went, okay.
Me too. I nodded.
Okay, good.
So when I go to see this, I'll just get up. I'll do like Ed Norton. I'll get up in the last 5 minutes and I'll walk up.
Yeah. There's no big like.
Was that your Norton?
Yeah, well, that was a terrible Norton, but that was just kind of quick.
That wasn't that terrible.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big impressionist guy. You know, I could do an impression to sell the story.
Do you do any impressions in your act?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you do an impression of?
I'm not a big impressionist.
I'm sorry, I'm not thinking my review, boys. Thank you very much.
I just want to hear his.
We're gonna finish my segment, and then we're going to do this.
I want to finish this.
So then, hold on. So then, we're going to fucking finish. So. The end reveal, meh. The characters are fine. Katie Holmes is a white trash ex-wife. Did not fucking care.
Do you know what? Also, do they need to pull the camera back a little bit on Katie Holmes?
She is not aging well.
Oh, no.
Watch a film.
It doesn't even. I didn't even think it was her for a couple of seconds.
Remember the film Go, 1999?
Oh, great movie.
It. She's so fuckable and hot. Now you're like,
Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises.
No. Batman Begins.
Oh, Batman
Begins. She was out by Dark Knight.
I was going to say, I know she was in one of them. I just forgot which one it was.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, and she was really cute in that.
People always said Go was a ripoff of a Tarantino film.
It's kind of it's told in a clockwise
format.
But
I like that Tim Olympian guy.
Olyphant. Tim Olympian. Jesus, you're terrible.
I don't know his name. So but he was great as a drug dealer.
I loved
movie.
It. That film
you
was
saw
so
that movie?
Smart.
I like Olyphant. No, I didn't see that, but I like Olyphant.
Oh, my God.
Dude, really? Doug Liman.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
He's an underrated director.
He was in Deadwood. I loved him
as
a sheriff in Deadwood.
Also, he's also very good in Die Hard 4, Tim Ford.
Yo,
I like that film.
Good actor, right?
Yeah, very good.
All five of those movies, even the fifth.
The last was shit.
Dude,
with this kid,
fifth fucking movie.
It was
with any kind of storyline and sell it.
Die Hard after 3, stop.
No,
it's
the fourth,
good. 4 is
dude,
okay.
No,
four's
no,
fine.
I tapped that. No,
I seriously.
Justin Long.
Four's
no.
Fine.
Oh, stop! Ugh, no.
Five
dude,
is unwatchable.
It ruins the
Kevin
franchise.
Smith.
The one with Shia LaBeouf, is he in that one?
No, he's not in that.
He's not.
Getting mixed up. He was
Transformers.
What was the last Die Hard? Who was in that?
That was Jai Courtney.
Fucking no.
Australian dude.
He's terrible.
Now you can't. Now it stops after
okay,
3.
So
for
here's
me.
The thing:
the
critics love Logan Lucky. I think it's because they love Soderbergh. He won the first Palme d'Or over at Sundance. They have a hard on for him because he's an indie guy.
Absolutely.
They loved it. And well, we're gonna play the game in a little bit. We got 50. Wow, this has gone fast.
Because I'm here.
Because we got Craig.
The budget of this film was $29 million. We'll do our guesses in a minute. You know what this made opening weekend?
Which one?
I hope it did well, man.
Logan Lucky.
And I really hope I'm wrong on this.
It had that big of a budget? It wasn't like a low.
No, what? 29's low. Are you kidding?
No.
It's very low
of
a budget.
Yeah, but it's not a big. That's a pretty decent size budget.
For a film. They got a lot of stars.
This was the one movie that we.
Daniel Craig, Channing Tatum,
Soderbergh. He's the kind of guy gets back end. He gets everybody to come in for scale and back end. He's that kind of guy. Like, people want to be in his films because he is that artsy kind of. Like, people always love him. So even though his films aren't the greatest, it's.
He's got a pretty good track record, Soderbergh.
He's got a couple of good movies under his belt, but I'm just saying he's that guy. Like you said, he's loved, so people will do shit for him for less.
So are you recommending Logan Lucky to people?
So
I liked it. You don't need to go pay $15 for it. You can definitely wait for Netflix on this. But if you pay $50, like, all right, it's fine. It's.
I thought for a way to kill some time before I had to go to the shows, going to see Logan Lucky was good. And for me, Planet of the Apes
I gave
was surprisingly
six out of ten. Would you give it?
I gave it six, six and a half.
So you were in the same fucking boat.
Yeah, and I thought the same thing with Planet of the Apes.
Okay. I didn't see that yet.
So
okay.
What are you doing? So $29 million budget, what are you going to guess the opening? So
and we do this game, and this was the one movie that we were all very, very similar on.
So the name, okay, so every week we pick, we estimate box office grosses office. For the week, right.
Office.
And we do the budget. I'll give office. You the budget. I gave you the fucking, what?
Office.
Orifice?
Office.
Okay.
Box office.
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 They give you the budget we have, they give you the reviews if they have it, and we give you the numbers. So you're gonna jump in 2 minutes. We're gonna play the last weekend here. So we'll talk Logan's Lucky budget of $29 million. Jeffrey Paul, give us the numbers.
Okay, here's where we go. We all, like I said, all very close. I gave it the lowest one. I didn't. If I would have seen a trailer or something, I may have gone a little higher on this. Also, of hindsight,
I said throw out a number too.
No,
you can throw out a number, but
you can throw out a number, but you're gonna get in the next round. I said 24. A. Marie said 25. You were at 28. So we're all pretty much in the ballpark.
Logan Lucky made $8 million.
I said 15.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I know.
I didn't think
it's better than that.
It's much better than
it's
that.
It's better than that. I'm sorry.
Well, the next one we have from last weekend was the actual top film of the weekend.
Is the Hitman's Bodyguard?
Flick, right?
Budget of $29 million, as Mike Francesa says, $29
million. Well, you thought this was going to be a bomb. I thought because Ryan Reynolds, I think his career is really hot right now. I think
it would. For him.
It, yeah, right, exactly.
Absolutely.
So I thought it would do well. And Amory, she taps into this millennial market because she went really high. She went 30 for opening weekend.
What do you have?
I went a modest 24, and you thought it would be a bomb at 15.
21.6.
And that was number one movie, right?
I got that one.
Some movies are tough.
24. Yeah. It was three off.
Yeah, you got
I got them both.
But that's the kind of movie that'll do $20 million for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
No, it won't.
You don't think it's going to fall off?
No, no way.
What are the reviews on it? I don't know.
They're not good. They're not scathing.
That's a movie I wanted to go. Out of all the movies we talked about, that would be the movie I'd go to see because I wanted to see it because of Ryan Reynolds because I like his quick wit and his humor.
I do too, but this has Netflix
He's
written
charming.
All over it.
And he shows his abs in the movie, Craig. So.
Dicks out.
What about Chatham?
Channing Tatum.
I don't think he's quite as hot as Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, see, I thought the same thing, and then I had two women yell at me that Chatham Tatum's much hotter. Oh, no, Zac Efron.
Oh, Zac Efron, he wins.
Watch, yeah. I love listening to you two murder his name. That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, I'll murder your name too there, goatees.
All right, we got
like
three
you put a plural at it.
Yeah, plural.
We have two more we have to finish up. On
no,
this.
No. They come out this week. That's why, because we're doing shows back to back.
All Saint and Leap.
They come out this weekend.
So let's get Craig Lundgren.
We're going to do three more films I have for the following week because we're gone. The first one I've got listed out here is called Fever. Alicia Vikander of Ex Machina, which is an excellent film. Have you seen that?
You like that movie.
No, great. I did not see that movie.
Excellent.
That's the movie that no one could say the name of it?
Yes, exactly.
How did you pronounce it?
Ex Machina.
That's Ex Machina?
Yeah. Like Deus Ex Machina? Okay. Right. Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Basterds.
Love him.
Zach Galifianakis. Well,
that's one of the greatest open. When we do a thing about opening scenes of movies, that's one of the best opening scenes in any movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, but
not seeing Inglourious.
And
I love him in Django.
The interrogation at the milk farm?
Yeah.
Holy
fuck. He's great.
You know, the original Django is in that film. He's got a nice little bit part when they're at the bar, when they're fighting, when the black guys are fighting, and they're in with when you first see, what's his name?
Fox? No. Leo.
Leo.
Yeah.
And they're fighting. The guy that's in the bar, the Italian guy, that's the original the Django Untamed from the 70s. Like, that was his little
shit.
Yeah. Leo.
Little trivia for
you.
Here's
the story. Takes place in the 17th century. And a woman has an affair with an artist and switches identities with her maid to escape her soon-to-be merchant husband. 17th century Zach Galifianakis. This is not...
Who's in this?
Alicia Vikander, Christoph Waltz, Zach Galifianakis.
Weird cast.
Thank you very much.
He would surprisingly be... He's another comic that is doing well with film. He's a comic first.
Yeah, of course.
Weird. Always a weird comic. I never really caught his humor.
Neither
did I.
But
I love him... I love
Hangover 1 and that's it.
No,
Hangover 2
I liked
though.
Hated that. And 3.
I like it. 3 doesn't count.
2 and 3 are terrible.
They're not even hungover.
No.
But the other movie that was surprisingly as annoying as he was fun in it.
Due Date?
Yes.
Never saw it.
Yeah, it was annoying, actually, but it was good in it. You're right.
But he's supposed to be that annoying guy. So at first I was like, he's so fucking annoying. How about by the end of the movie, I was like, you fall in love with him. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm loving this guy, even though he's a pain in the ass. But
how about his cameo in Dinner for Schmucks?
No, I had never seen it. Oh, wait, okay, now this is the new terrible movie that's coming out with Zach Galifianakis. Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Remember before he said Zach Galifianakis is in this?
Right.
I did.
So this would be the new
movie. What's the movie he's in now?
Hangover.
The family moves in next door and they're like CIA people.
Yeah, that bombed voraciously.
Yeah, but I heard it was a really good movie.
With John Hamm.
The Hitman or something?
No, it's something.
I know what you're talking about.
John Hammond.
Wasn't Jason Sudeikis in
it? Yes. Yeah, but I actually heard it was really,
Kristen
Wiig. It was one of those movies that tanked. But I heard it was super funny.
We'll see when it comes on HBO.
Budget of $25 million. Hey, Craig, Lloyd Green, what do you think? What do you think Fever's going to make opening weekend?
I'm going to go down again. It just doesn't sound like anything I'm interested in. I don't even know anything about it. I'm going to go with $8.5 million.
Okay. Jeffrey
Only
Paul.
Only guess to give us a point, by the way.
Not true. Vinny did that.
Okay. Fever. Opening up this weekend.
Next weekend. These are all next weekend.
So that's
Sorry. It's...
Friday?
No. It's the 8th because we're gone for a couple weeks.
Okay, so already Labor Day would have passed.
Right.
So nothing big is happening. This is not going to be big. I'm going to say I really got a price right here. I'm going to go 9.
And I'm going to price right.
Wow,
why don't
you go 8.6?
I have 7. No, I have 7.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're all right there.
I don't see anything.
You want to take $1? You can win. $1. You will win this thing if it goes under 7.
This one, I guarantee, is going to get a lot of.
I should have taken $1.
And I would have $2. You ever see the best when you watch Price Right? Someone goes, $1. Wait till the next guy goes,
$2. What a scumbag.
Motherfucker.
Dude, if I was on that show, I would get arrested. I would turn around and just punch that fuck in the face.
I would rape him with a Plinko chip.
Really? You are done, dick.
Have a nice walk back in your brand new Pontiac Fiero.
Your brand new handcuffs. Come on down.
The next LAPD film is starring a cast of sordid characters. Charlie Sheen, Whoopi Goldberg, Gina Gershon, the who gives a fuck of anyone in this current millennium. The film about five people stuck in an elevator.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
Wait.
Part two?
Devil sucked.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I hated that movie.
Five people stuck in an elevator.
I don't know.
When the first plane hits World Trade Center Tower number 1.
It's going to tank.
The film is called 9/11.
Really?
It is.
It's going to tank. It should be a movie that goes right to DVD.
Charlie Sheen's in it?
Charlie Sheen, Whoopi Goldberg, Gina Gershon. By the way, naked in that film, Bound. What a great lesbo scene. Her and Jennifer Tilly.
What, Gina Gershon?
Yeah.
Jennifer Tilly was naked, too?
Yeah, they dyke it out.
Oh, what movie is that?
Bound.
I heard of it. Never seen it.
I know it's on Showgirls.
Yeah, she was.
A very attractive Gina Gershon.
Now Showgirls I masturbated to several times.
Jesse Spano can get it. And she still looks hot, by the way.
How ridiculous was that fucking scene in the pool?
Yeah.
Jesse Spano would be bad. Vince Spano's sister.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, is it?
Remember the actor Vince Spano, too?
Yeah.
He was in, like, Alive. He was in a few movies. He had a hot minute. I wish I had his career. As much as
you get him mixed
like
up with.
All right, goddamn.
Him and Billy Zane I get mixed up with.
Billy
the same
Zane
guy.
From Titanic.
Yo, you know what? Oh, real quick. Billy Zane now. Do you know what he's doing now? His last thing
Stand
I've
up.
Seen him in?
Fluffing.
Dude, he was the bald KFC gold guy in the commercial. The bald.
Was that him?
Yeah, the gold KFC.
Yeah, he was the guy I couldn't figure out who it is.
They're rotating Colonel Sanders. Like, what's going on? 9/11, Jeffrey Paul. What's it going to make opening weekend?
I don't know if people are going to go see this. Who wants to relive that stuff?
That's what I'm saying. But,
Whoopi Goldberg, and this is not a great cast. I'm going to say, I'm going low. I'm going to say 8 on this.
Six. I said 6. I'm going 6.
I have 3. No one is going to see this piece of garbage.
No,
the reviews have been awful already. People are laughing at the trailer how bad
could
it is.
Could it actually make $3 million? Like all that little?
I don't know. We got 2 more. We got to bang these out.
And then can we go back to our list? Because there was 2 comics. I need the name, even if we only get them out.
Hold on. We got 2
more
films.
You don't let things go, do you?
Well, this was the top 5, and I didn't name the number 1 guy why I'm a comic.
Yeah, dickhead. All right. 2 more films. Got to bang this out. Next, it's called Home Again. Reese Witherspoon, Lake Bell, Candace Bergen, a recently separated mother of 2, moves into an L.A. home and then has three young charismatic guys move in. The film is called Home Again.
Who's in it again?
Just Reese Witherspoon, Lake Bell, Candace Bergen.
I've seen the trailer for this.
It's a chick flick, dude.
You got to think about the women and the guys are getting dragged out to see it.
I'd rather go see 9/11 than this.
I'm going, but this is going to do better. I'll go with $14 million on this.
Interesting. Jeffrey Paul?
It'll be
the number three film next week.
I hate Reese Witherspoon.
Not a real name, by the way. It's like Mary Jane or some southern bullshit.
Down. Number three film. I'm guessing. $14 million and number three in the
I'm
top
gonna
five.
I'm going
to
say...
Not this week.
Fuck, chick flick. Or next, whatever
I'm gonna
comes
say,
out.
I'm going to say nine.
I have 11. It's going to do something. Because, like you said, the drag out factor.
Yeah.
11.
Chick flick drag out.
Last one. And this one, actually, I think we all give a shit about. The film that you're seeing previews for now, it's going to send shivers up your fucking butthole. Okay. The Stephen King film.
That I want to see.
With a budget of, the number was the budget
gonna,
between 35 and 45 million.
It's going to be the highest grossing.
This looks really good.
A cast of nobodies.
Who cares?
Stephen King, it.
You don't need it.
What do you think, Jeffrey Paul?
That clown look. I read the book.
So did I.
And you know,
and the miniseries on Channel 7 too.
It was terrible. I didn't like it.
I didn't like anything.
Any movie film adaptation of this book, but I loved the book. This looks like it's going to be legit. This looks really good. I think it's going to do well. But unfortunately, it's not coming out during the greatest time because kids are back to school all over the country.
This is not a kid's school. This is not a kid's film.
It doesn't make a difference.
It's going to
be. Because
you
also,
be
a lot, 15, lot, 16, lot of the, you know, the teachers are back and the parents are back in the school swing. But I think people will come out and see it. I'm going to say this movie is going to go at 21.
Craig Lloydgren.
I'm going high, bro. I'm going $38 million.
I hope you're right because I want this movie to be great.
The marketing on this is genius.
Uh-huh.
They're putting it together. They're putting all
the
things together.
I mean, the trailer just looks great.
Well, the trailer and the marketing, the suspense that they're doing with the marketing. Just the trailer, the way they're releasing it, the way they're releasing information, it scared so many people. The book. I read the book, too. One of the few books I read scared so many friggin' people. When the original movie came out with Tim Curry, that was a made-for-TV film.
Yeah.
Still scared the shit out of a lot of people. It loses it because it was a made-for-TV film. Well, but what they're taking is all the scenes from that movie, which all people my age and a little younger, 30 to 45, all remember it, and it was scary enough. Even though the film kind of tanked a little bit as a TV film, it's there, and they're putting the trailer against the original. They're taking all the scenes out of the original movie and putting it up against this trailer, and it just matches up almost verbatim, just with a creepier feel. The movie has a creepier feel. And this guy, without makeup, the guy who's playing the clown, it's creepy looking. Like, it's just, I think this movie's going to.
Is there an actor playing that clown?
No, there's a bunch of nobodies. I'm splitting the difference between the two of you guys. I have $28 million written down here. It's going to do very well.
Number one film.
Without a question. Come on. It's up against a bunch of slop. No one's going to fucking see it. That's a film for the week. We've got only a few more minutes left. Hey, Craig Lloydgren, let's talk. Oh, yeah.
Do your list. Because I named, you know, Jim Carrey. Me and you were on this page. The other two that I got to name, and I'll name this one first, why I'm a comedian, the first person, Robin Williams.
I was going to put him down.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was too obvious. But obviously.
I wasn't going obvious. I was going with my – you asked for my personal.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I'm with you.
And we could go into him, I mean, just from like Hook, Jumanji, Popeye. Oh, my God. Insomniac.
Yeah.
Crazy. He did some really cool independent films.
Good Will Hunting, for Christ's sake.
Oh, I mean,
that's my favorite Robin Williams film.
Patch Adams.
I'm going Good Will Hunting. Phenomenal movie.
Patch Adams, he played a real-life guy. Awakenings, he played a real-life guy. The Fisher King. Really
never
freaky.
That.
Oh, that was
the,
good.
The
yeah.
World According to Gawp, when that first came out, you know, Moscow on the Hudson, these movies came out.
Great
actor. He was
playing
more of a serious role.
Yeah.
And people wanted to see that wild
Let me ask something. Would you put Jamie Foxx in that same category?
No. I don't put anybody
in
that category.
You have to because he won an Oscar because you fucking did
I don't care that he won an Oscar. Robin Williams, by far, his reach of films from him being this insane and why I'm a comic. Mork for Mork. I was 8 years old and Mork and Mindy came out. And
Mork
I was like, that's
you
my
totally
could
fucking
I wanted.
Put him in that.
I was 8 years old, man. That's why I wanted
you totally
it,
could put Jamie Foxx in that
so
category.
You have to, I don't think he's in that
him.
Category, but he's definitely, he's in the category of a comic break.
I mean, you brought up Django Unchained. You know, Kevin brought up Ray. He wins the Academy Award for that. There's a host of other movies that, you know, that he's been.
How about Collateral with Tom Cruise?
Another great,
Baby
Driver. Did you see that shit? That's great.
And even the movies with Jason Sudeikis and, you know, where he's playing Motherfucker Jones.
Dude, what's the movie where he gets wrapped, where he wraps himself
Horrible
up
Bosses. Very funny.
He wraps himself up in a saran wrap. The comedy when they're going out looking for condoms with their girlfriends from, like, the early 90s.
I remember that one.
What is it?
Booty Talk. That's right.
Okay. One of the funniest scenes in any movie. I cried. I think
Jamie Foxx is there. He's there.
Woody Colt's trying to eat the girl out with a fucking piece of saran wrap.
And he has, like,
Any Given Sunday. I love that.
Right. And he's not great, and he's not terrible as a comic. He's a very good comic.
No, back in the day, he was great.
So I think he's kind of like up there, like, as great comics who also become.
One more stand up that went film that's great. Adam Sandler.
I thought about that too, but
I've thought about it. But
Billy Madison had no more than that set.
Would you say Ray Romano is better than Adam Sandler,
dude?
Across the board,
stand up comedy sucked. His Brad Garrett's comedy was genius, but Ray Romano got luckier. No, don't get me wrong; he's a great guy.
His stuff is universal.
Sandler's films have grossed $2 billion.
Yeah, but we're not talking about are they good actors? He also had, like, for as many good movies as you can name it, Adam Sandler.
I can name two.
50 First Dates.
No, that's fine. Crazy.
Great movie.
Becoming, you like
Billy
Little
Madison
Nicky.
Number one.
You like
my least favorite?
Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, and that's what the
great,
list stops.
Great movie. No, wait, dude. The Waterboy.
Big Daddy.
Oh, it's okay.
It's really good.
It's fine.
The Waterboy.
Really good.
Are you kidding me?
Fine.
Bobby Boucher.
Little Nicky. Come on.
No, terrible.
Dude, Pixels. Yo, I just
Bulletproof
Pixels.
With Damon Wayans.
Did you guys see Pixels?
That was a piece
of
shit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That was garbage.
How old are you?
40.
Yes,
I grew up with 80s arcade games.
48. I grew up. I was the same age as them in 1982.
How about Grown Ups?
Never saw it.
Grown Ups was good.
Nope.
Both Grown Ups films.
Never saw it.
Dude, Blended.
Wait. Hold on. Stop. Grown Ups 2 was good.
Another comic that would act at Terry Crews.
Stop. Grown Ups 2 you thought was good.
Did you like Click as well?
That fucking sucked, Craig.
You did, you son of a
bitch. Click was okay.
Grown Ups 2 overall sucked.
No. Oh, my God. The worst movie I've ever seen it, please, Kevin.
No,
see it.
Nope.
It is so bad.
What, I don't
see.
I can't believe that movie got greenlighted. There's no funny scenes.
Yes, there is.
There's nothing.
What's next? Jack and Jill's on your list of fucking successes.
Holy shit! Kevin, please see Grown Ups 2.
No, because I have a lot to do.
For the douche factor, that fucking
movie Blended. I just watched it on
Stone Cold Steve Austin. So it was just
The Longest Yard remake reboot, but great.
No.
Poop.
Great?
That was good.
No, it was not. No,
it was good. It was definitely good. It was pretty fucking good.
It was not good.
No, it wasn't.
It was trash. It was trash. This is why I want to do a football list with him.
This is why they kick you out of the fucking booth and put you on a stage. Because you guys, they don't, like, we don't even want you in a booth anymore. We're going to put you on a stage where we have to kick you out because the show is going on.
You hear that, Henry? You hear that, Henry? I almost had him, the motherfucker.
You son of a bitch, Henry, you motherfucker.
Guys, we got a fancy draft we got to get to.
Craig Lloyd Grimm, why don't you tell us about that awesome special you're going to take next week at Comedy Cove?
August 31st. Man, I'm shooting Married and Miserable, bro. I raised over $13,000 on Indiegogo.
Go see it.
Yeah, I was shooting for
$9,000. How many jobs you have to give behind there?
Only one big one.
That's it? Just jeans and that's
it? One guy gave me $10,000 and I let him fuck me in the ass. I don't care, man. Listen,
what do you mean let him?
The ass is the strongest muscle. It'll come back.
It's a tongue, actually.
It's a very strong muscle. Well, the tongue is the tongue and the ass are the two. And the vagina.
Oh.
The vagina.
The vagina, yeah.
So, all right. Are tickets still available for this?
No, it's sold out. It's been sold out. In fact, I probably sold 20 tickets more than I should.
Nice. Where can we get this DVD?
It's being marketed after, so it's not going to be a DVD. We're hoping it's landed on Netflix. I have a few people already interested over there.
Big
So I'm shooting it, and it's hopefully. Listen, I don't care if it ends up on fucking PBS, and they're raising $12 in between.
You get a tote bag too for watching that shit.
I'll get you a tote bag with a little Craig Lloyd Grimm Married and Miserable T-shirt and a collar and a cup and a coffee mug. It's shooting August 31st, Thursday, August 31st.
I'm shooting it
at the Comedy Cove.
Springfield, Jersey.
I was going to shoot it here. I toyed with this idea, but the room just wasn't big enough. Tall enough, not big enough. That room's not much bigger, but it just has that comedy vibe.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it just some of the greats of our time have come through there. And you know, great comics, and it just has that feel. So I want to bring it back. Again, I'm 48 years old. I want to bring back that 80s, what I grew up with on you know, comedy, HBO specials and everything else, Rodney Dangerfield, all these specials that made
Bob
me
want
to be a comic. Nelson, I just opened for him 3 weeks ago over there.
I opened for him at the Comic Con.
Yeah, I love Bob Nelson. He's on my list. A lot of people aren't a big fan, but he's on my
Ronnie's
top five
for years.
As why I'm a stand-up comic. He was of that age, the 80s, when I was coming up and wanted to be a comic.
Sweet. Let's move along. We got to move along.
Fuck you. All right, whatever.
God damn. Craig keeps going.
I know that.
Why do you only do a one-hour show? You got to do like a two-and-a-half-hour show.
It's all George's fault.
Yeah.
George, come on here. Take another hit.
All right. CraigLloydGrimm.com, I suspect, is also in play, right? CraigLloydGrimm.com.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And that's where you find all my dates, everything, my website.
All his cock pictures find on there, too.
Craig,
perfect.
I took them down. Shit. It wasn't impressive. Right. After I seen Jeffrey naked, I was like, shit, I got to stop.
Yeesh.
But,
why did you see me naked?
Yeah, I'll show you the picture after. Okay. Right next to Ice-T in a selfie going on.
Isn't that cute? That's going up on our Facebook page. Jeffrey Paul, where can we find you?
Okay, we got two more weeks of Comedy Under the Stars this week. Richie Byrne, Buddha, you know. Good buddy of ours.
Sure.
We got my buddy Dan Lamort's on the show.
Right.
And Chips Cooney.
Another great guy. Another great
guy. I will be hosting. And then I'm pushing tickets for this one. On September 15th, I'm over at Vesuvio in Brooklyn.
I love that pizza place. That place is amazing. Best pizza in Brooklyn.
Well, it's also a great comedy room now.
That a mountain that blew up and buried a whole bunch of people?
Vesuvius.
Craig. All right, I'll be there with Mark DeMeo, and this is a comedy Looney Bin production that's being put on there. And this is a room that Victor's trying to really establish. This is going to be the third show. It's a monthly room. It's good. It'll sell out. But if anyone is listening and they want to come see me over in Brooklyn, Vesuvio in Brooklyn, get tickets at the Looney Bin. Okay. Also, don't forget, man, we are sponsored by.
Oh yeah.
Uptown Linden every Saturday.
What do we have? Farmers Market.
Farmers
Market with white corn.
Fruits, vegetable, and white corn.
From 10 to 2. Come on down.
Is there organic honey there too? Okay. Last night, I'll be in Cincinnati next week for work, not for comedy because my job, fuck that. And then I'll be at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, September 8th, the Dirty at 12:30. 12:30 at night is a show at the South Point Casino in Vegas. I'll be there.
Is that guy Phil?
No, okay, different guy. That's I know you're talking about, Phil, DeCalis' buddy.
Yeah.
Southwick Casino, September 8th in Vegas. Comics Watching Comics is going on Amazon. Can be as early as next week, season 1.
Woo!
And the other seats will be going on very shortly thereafter. ComicsWatchingComics.com. I'm Kevin Goatee. That's Jeffrey Paul. Craig Loygren, thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks
for
having me, guys.
A pleasure, dude.
Thank you so much. We'll take a picture at the end. And that's it, guys. We'll see you at Sportsbook Box Office Podcast. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Bye-bye.
Later.